that's what matters. Welcome back to Self Love Lounge. Before I even get into this episode, I feel like today's Valentine's Day. And honestly, every year, it's just a different space because I feel like when I was younger, it was like this stressful time because, you know, you're so insecure when you're young. Should I be having like a partner? I don't know, hanging out with my friends. But then there's that whole like competitive nature between like girls. And they're like pinned against each other because of what we watch or what we couldn't even resonate with because of the way we looked. But this year, I feel so grateful for the community that we've built and people that I continuously meet because their art matters and your art matters is what's really gotten me here. So with that said, please introduce yourself to us.
Hey guys, my name is Jade Morning. I'm a personal trainer and health coach based in Culver City, California. It's my mission to just enlighten, empower, and support mostly women of color in LA.
I feel like I don't even know how people meet or like how I even find guest speakers, but when I do, I'm so passionate to know everything about their story. And one of the things that really captivated me to you was just your story of jumping into the unknown. And that's something I'm completely terrified of doing, but I commit myself to doing every single day, even though I'm like terrified. Yes. But when you decided to move back to LA, you were actually living in Hawaii, which was that where you were from or was that like a place that you went to? Tell us a little bit about your...
So I'm actually from Cali. I'm from like LA County. I moved to the city of Los Angeles as soon as I turned 18. Not even a city girl, but there's beaches and just a better energy, better vibe in Culver, my personal opinion. So I was in LA for about 3 to 4 years playing volleyball, going to school. Then I quit everything and was just kind of spiraling out of control. You know, those early 20s, which you're currently in,
yes,
where you're just trying to figure it out. You know, can you curse?
Yeah, you can.
A little.
Okay. You can.
But you're just trying to figure shit out, right? And I actually ended up wanting to go back to school for nursing. So I applied for a few different colleges and got into the University of Hawaii at Hilo. And that led me to the Big Island of Hawaii, which I loved. I already had my dad and his wife who had moved out there months prior to me moving. And then I came back to LA on vacation. And this is where that jumping into the unknown came into play because everything about LA, Los Angeles, and the people I was reconnecting with, it was just saying, stay here and, you know, figure it out. Stay here and just see where it goes. So I remember like it's yesterday calling my job, calling my ex-boyfriend like, hey, I'm not coming back. You can sell all my things. I'm going to be in LA now. Best decision I've made. Wow.
I love it. Well, that kind of sounds like you left everything behind. And ultimately, I guess like my question that I really want to know is like, what did you learn about yourself in that moment where you're like, I'm just gonna leave it all behind and go for what's this piece of passion that's calling you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and it's one of the most concrete moments of my story to date, is just that was the first time I ever trusted my gut. Hawaii was not the cheapest place to live, but LA is definitely like 2 times more. Yeah. I didn't have anywhere to stay, didn't have a car, nothing, just, you know, a little bit of family support. And like I said, just listening to my intuition was like, girl, you need to be here. Your business will boom here. You know, all these magical people, like reconnect and recreate like what you want in LA. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all about trusting your intuition, you know, even when it's scary.
Yeah, I know. Like sometimes I always feel, I don't know, I could be like walking somewhere and then I'll listen to a song and the lyrics just somehow speaks to what I'm going to do or what the episode podcast is going to be.
Yes.
Like what is intuition in your perspective?
Oh, what a beautiful definition. I mean, what a beautiful question. I think personally, women are intuitive and I think men are instinctual. That's just my personal take. From dating and learning, and obviously we have dads and, you know, men in our family. So I think as women, we're connected to everything, right? And as human beings, we are too. But as women, we're connected to the moon cycles. We're connected. Mm-hmm. We have babies, all these beautiful things.
Yeah.
So I just feel, I can't even explain it, but there's like these universal urges in our womb and in our heart that will like let us know things. I think it's magic. I always tell my friends we were magical.
Yeah.
And to never doubt that, you know? So I don't know. Intuition in a nutshell is just like your first true natural thought.
when it's intuition, it's in a place of love and it's in a place that's not mm-hmm. going to bring anxiety. I struggle to decipher whether this is like based out of fear or is it based out of love. And I feel like I'm in this point in my 20s, in my early 20s, I feel so fearful, but then I feel also confident of what's going to come next.
Yeah.
But in this moment, mm-hmm. I'm so scared. I guess, like, how do you decipher, like, between that?
That reminds me of, like, being in college, going to nursing school. And, you know, nursing school is no joke because just, like, anatomy alone is going to fry your brain from so many different muscles and tendons and joints and all the things you need to memorize. Yep. Now, I remember being pop quiz and totally shitting bricks every time I would get asked a question on the spot.
Right.
Our teacher, who was a butt, she would make us answer questions in order to leave and get dismissed early.
Oh my God.
And I would literally panic because deep down, like, I knew the answer, but then I would mm-hmm. second guess though. And I'm not too sure who told me on my journey, but they were like, you know, that first initial thought is true and is real and, mm-hmm. and go with it. But now with like math and like small things, I really test my intuition and be like, okay, that first thought was actually spot on. And it's just like, it all comes down to like faith and intention. You know, you have to like, just got to go with it. You have to trust that message you're receiving is for your best self and for your highest self. And although it may be scary, you know, dive into it more, you know?
Yes. Movement and like the way that your intuitive instincts come through. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I'll go for walks, whether it's in nature or I'll go hiking and I'll just feel like an, I don't know, energized or even lighter. Like sometimes I'll go to like a yoga practice and I haven't been in a while. And then all of a sudden I feel like a weight has been like lifted off my shoulders. And I guess like because I know you know a lot about like movements and like intuitive like foods. And so like tell us a little bit more about your journey of like how you became so passionate about this stuff.
For sure. I think I realized when I was going to college, I know you know, because we talked earlier, but what the listeners don't know is that when I was going through the college and transitioning to moving into Hawaii, I was actually 50 pounds overweight, struggling from depression for the first time in my life. And just kind of like confused, no purpose, didn't really know what I wanted next. I obviously knew I wanted to be a businesswoman. I've known that my whole life. Mm-hmm. My first Twitter in like 2010 was Jade the Boss.
And I love it.
But like certain things, like instinctually, like you know what you're born to do, right? So I gained all this weight and I lost my inner sparkle. That's what I call it. But my intuition, my connection to my body, like me and the body were not on the same page.
Right.
And as I began to lose the weight and dive into healthier foods, recommit to body movement, not for like athletic pleasure, but just for like my freaking well-being, I started to get more of those messages and more of those aha moments and more of those things. It's like you remove the veil, you remove the cloudiness when you take care of your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like as simple as that.
What if like someone who's completely new to this and is completely detached, what is the first step that you always, I guess, empower someone to begin and they've never done anything like this before?
As far as fitness or more like intuition?
Maybe both.
Okay. Fitness. Start small. Start so damn small. Figure out a time where you can either go walking for 5 minutes. If you have a dog, it's always a great excuse to walk. So, you know, starting small, 5 minute walk, 5 minute yoga flow, 5 minute stretch, 1 minute planks, like whatever it is, make it a very small, realistic goal. And that will create momentum. Stick to that for a week or two. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's for fitness. And then for like intuition is like, is journal number one. Journal your thoughts, journal everything, and then really just work on trusting your gut, you know? Like if your body energy is saying don't go out tonight, don't go against it. Sit inside and figure out what message to receive, you know, or what needs to happen indoors.
Journaling for sure. I mean, just even just writing a podcast episode or even writing a fitness like schedule or whatever it is, like that's all part of writing. I don't know. I feel like storytelling comes in all forms and shapes. And I just get so passionate about people just sharing like what they're going to do tomorrow. Like that's a form of journaling, whether it's like planning for what's to come or even like manifesting. And I feel like there's negative connotation of like, oh, like it's going to happen tomorrow if I write it down. But I feel like it's embodying that goal level that you want, or if it's like a dream that's super unattainable to another person's eye, but you so gracefully and with so much gratitude, you believe in it. What has that been for you in your life when it comes to manifestation?
Literal chill. So I'm a fire sign number one. So I'm very impulsive and I'm very headstrong. Aries, we're the first zodiac sign. And so I'm always leading and I'm always just like doing shit. Like no lie. I do that. So I'm a homebody nonetheless. But when it comes to business and just manifesting dreams, I'm very impulsive. And for me, I've learned that like damn near feels like I'm like that's so Raven. You know how she would have a vision?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. I feel like that often, but I really just think it's like my secret form of visualization. So back to meditation, when you visualize things, when you can see it in your head, you can embody that emotion of like, oh my God, how's it going to feel when I get $1 million? If you can attach yourself to those thoughts and feelings, it's going to happen. But the number one rule with it is you have to understand it's going to happen on the universe's time. It's never going to happen. You have to be ready. You have to put yourself in those uncomfortable rooms and you have to be honest with yourself. But like enough of doing that, I think will, you know, bring your dreams to fruition. 1000%.
How do you deal with fear or doubt?
You know, I think I'm blessed. I will say I've lived my parents, not to get too deep, but my dad, or let's get deep. What do we have to lose? So my dad comes from a family of six. And his dad was on and off of drugs and molested some of, you know, his own children, abused my grandmother. And so they come from trauma, like deep-rooted trauma. All six of them have it. And my uncles and my dad and aunties, they have it in some way, shape, or form. And some have healed, some have not. Now, when he had me and my brother, he made it very clear, like as young as I can remember, his goal with raising us was to be trauma-free. As trauma-free as possible. And this doesn't have to be molestation. It could be like a freak accident or it could be anything. Trauma, you know, is a broad word. So I think my lack of fear comes from being raised, being so protected and so sheltered. And I always felt like I had my parents have my back. Still to this day, I know they have my back. So that like really gave me the confidence to not be afraid of people or the outside world. And then when it comes to my dreams, like I said, if I see it in my head, there's not one person who can tell me that won't happen. And I mean, as far as like, if I see if in my dreams that I'm levitating in 2 years, that's what's going to happen. And no one can take that away from me.
Yes.
Have you ever seen, this is like a joke. I hope you've seen it. Have you ever seen the interview with Ray J when he has those glasses that he came out with? And he was basically like, these are unbreakable glasses. Have you ever seen that? If your followers get to watch this in person, it would be a great time to cut now and do a quick clip, because basically he's on a podcast interview style like this. And this guy's like, I can break these glasses. And he's like, no, you fucking can't. And he's like, yes, I can. They keep going back and forth. The guy breaks the fucking glasses, but Ray J's like, they didn't break. When you have a goal, when you have a vision, you almost have to be delusional. No, take it to the next step. You have to believe in yourself 1,000 times more than anyone else. If everything says that can't happen.
I don't know where I saw this, but it was something about you literally have to be crazy enough to believe your dreams are happening. And even if people are like, because when I started this podcast, there were so many people that were like, oh, like, this is so funny, until it becomes something. Then it's like, oh my God, I always believed in you. But those moments where you just believe in yourself, girl, despite people making fun of you, you just have to rise above. And it's almost like you just really have to be in that state of love or in that state of flow. I don't know if it's like love, but more so like peace, like at peace with yourself.
Like, I think it's like peace for sure, but also just like a blind faith that like these things that feel, these things that you really like, you have people in this day and age who are working at like FedEx and are working at like McDonald's or working whatever your 9 to 5 that they hate.
Yeah.
But like every day or weekly, they get like, dang, I wish I could paint, or I wish I could whatever the hell their dreams are. And it's like that goes against the grain, and it's like fuck the 9 to 5. Go into that, like, I want, I wish, I like get into that and figure out why. Like, why are you so obsessed with
Yes.
Wanting to be a painter. And that's going to like continue to aid you on your journey and get you mm-hmm. closer and closer to, I guess, like fulfillment. You know, yeah, I think that's the whole goal here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. To me, like to be in a 9-to-5 is really hard. Yeah. If I'm being very honest, it's very hard to 100%. Just be in a space, especially if somebody doesn't recognize like who you are as a person of color. And then you go into all the policies and all like the racism and it just goes through a rabbit yeah. hole. But then when you work on yourself and you work for yourself, you just create that new law that is not created in this world yes. because people suck sometimes.
Chills. And I was just talking to, I got a new client this morning who's just like bomb ass business there, realtor and CPA. And we were just venting about like how much confidence comes from starting your own business and just like getting your small victories. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like for me, I was looking at my email campaigns and I was frustrated like a week ago because I'm like only 166 people are opening it up. Mm. Then I went back to my very first one and it was yeah. like six people that opened yeah. it up. So it's like God. You yes. know what I mean? Like yes. success can be like elusive. It doesn't have to be measured, but then there's certain stats and stuff that yes. can provide us with like growth. Like mm-hmm. be appreciated in that little thing, you know, stuck my chest out a little bit higher.
Yes. And
all you can do is just keep fucking going. Growing. But it's true that 9-to-5 almost like takes away from that personal power that you can cultivate. And not mm-hmm. all of them. I think there's some amazing yeah. 9-to-5s out there. But
true.
You know, if it's not in line with your passion, then you're kind of just wasting a little bit of time unless you're using that job to fuel your future dreams. And yes. that's okay too.
That's a vibe. But I almost feel like sometimes I'm like really good. Like if I'm sad or like I'm going through mm-hmm. it or like super fearful, I love it because like Arena's yeah. gonna learn. There's yeah. like there's like blessing in the breaking almost. When I'm in like a happy state, I'm fearful that it's going to be gone soon. Kind of stay in that flow of this is a win for me. Like I'm going to stay with this.
Gratitude. Girl, the moment yes. I wake up in the morning is the moment I'm like, oh shit, it's time to turn up. I got another 24 hours. And yes. I think as human beings, we're a little selfish and a little bit entitled to think we have as much time as we think. We don't. Yeah. All we get is one day at a time. So that alone turns me up. Like literally, even if I have yeah. like a 5:30 client, which I have twice a week, I could easily be groggy and that'll set the tone for my day. Mm. So I think number one, starting your day with gratitude and intention yeah. is key. But also like when good things like happen, like celebrate those wins, you know, mm-hmm. celebrate. One of my mottos you'll see me post on social media a lot is like celebrate daily and celebrate the small victories. Like mm-hmm. the more we're in abundance and happiness, the more we're going to attract that. So I definitely am emotional nonetheless, especially a good PMS. And I definitely yeah. have talked about years. But ultimately I always tie back to just being happy and just being at peace. Like it's never mm-hmm. a fake fluff happiness,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely just understanding that life has its up and downs. And if you can just maintain neutral, like being neutral,
mm-hmm. you'll be all right. That's definitely one thing I really want to be better at is just being
yeah.
like neutral of our soul experiencing the body flow or like, I don't know. I read this book and it like scared me a little because you can just talk to your soul sometimes and she'll answer like, I don't know, the first time I had a sleep paralysis, which is like the scary Ooh. Thing. It was an astral projection. Uh-huh. where you're astral projecting out of your body when you're sleeping and you're walking into your life. And that just gives me yeah. perspective and it gives me that confidence that your dreams are more than just what you're saying. It's more than just for yourself for as well sure. as for other people.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know all the science behind it. And
me neither.
Even if I studied stuff, I would take it with a grain of salt because I know how I feel about my dreams. My dreams mm-hmm. are messages. I connect with different people. Sometimes I even curse people out in my dreams and I'm like, okay, cool. I don't even need to talk to them ever again. They know where I'm coming yeah. from, but it's yeah. like a telepathic energy and it's yeah. definitely like confirmation on certain things. Like I have dreams about my friends. I'm like, oh dang, he's going to cheat on you. And I don't even say nothing. I just keep it to myself.
Right.
Boom, it happens. Or even good things. You know, I definitely told you, me and my business partner, we had the same dream
yes.
about just owning land and being free. And like the moment we knew that, we were like, oh yeah, our union is important and mm-hmm. we need to keep diving into this. You know what I mean?
I also love the partnership that you have with your business partner, and also that you both had the same dream. Like, that's very rare.
Yeah.
And also that you guys are both supportive and able to like build something together is really, really inspiring.
Shout out to Kyra Johnson, my other half. Follow her on Twitter. I mean, on Instagram.
Yeah.
But our union goes back because we both played volleyball in LA. Mm-hmm. And she actually became my client, and we were training at the Culver City Stairs, which we still do work on. It's been like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right down the stairs, and I was just busting her butt, and then like obviously get to know her as a woman, and I realized like her work ethic is ridiculous. This girl works so hard. She's loyal to the soil and intuitive as hell. She's a Scorpio. Sassy Scorpio. So one day I just like, I was learning about business and like merch and how to like create my own. And I was just like, I know how to do it. She's a little bit more fashion-y than me. I'm really an athlete. Like, I really am a boy most of the time. I'll try to keep this short, but got together to collab on different samples, brought them to life. And like, that's kind of how our journey started.
Yeah.
But as we got closer, we realized we are so intuitive about our dreams and our messages and our downloads, like so in sync. And so I think that's what was grounded on our business journey and even just on our friend journey.
Yeah.
Because I know I told you there's like nothing she could tell me that I would be like, yeah, right. Like she could tell me that she's laying in her house and she saw the devil in her living room, and I would be like, holy fuck, like, what color? Like, I would, excuse my friend, but you know what I mean? I would believe her.
Yeah.
Whole turkey. Like, there's nothing she could say that I would be like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I think she needed that trust, as she's a few years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she needed that as from a friend. And so I'm just happy to feel that void for her. She knows I have her back times a thousand, even when I'm annoying to her. I'm like the big sis she never wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And nonetheless, we're going to get what we want out of this lifetime. I'm confident in both of ours.
Yeah. Oh, that's really beautiful. I love the devil analogy, because sometimes I say things and people don't believe me, and I'm like, it really happened, but it's fine.
Yeah. When people tell me freak nature stuff like that, I love it and I want to know more, you know?
Becoming a trainer, how did you build a relationship with your body, especially transitioning from a girl to a woman? Because I feel like as somebody who's like transitioning from that, from my 17-year-old body to my 23, and I can imagine what's going to be at 28, body dysmorphia, never feeling happy with what you're seeing and not seeing exactly what you're seeing and just seeing complete different body. And so
I will say, still to this day, I don't suffer from it, but I do look at myself and I'm like, damn, you're skinny as hell. And like long, like I'm like 5'7", I'm not that tall, but I am like a slim, long girl, like long girl, long fingers, long toes girl. Well, I'll look in the mirror and be like, oh my God. But I just like snap myself out of it, because like I said, I don't sulk in negative thoughts for long. I let them float away. I receive them and send them off. But my youth journey from like 17 to like 23, I started to get like fat at like 22. Mm-hmm. That's when it really started to creep up on me. And prior to that, I had always been kind of slim with like a nice booty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was never any problems. And then that weight gain, that woman weight, that freshman 15, being on birth control, all these things just blew me the hell up. And so I did suffer. And I think the thing that kept me grounded is that I was doing those 30-minute HIIT routines every single day. And that was just building up my confidence again.
Yeah.
So everything always goes back to your intention and just like your daily habits. And so I was like, okay, if I'm doing this every day, like I will have weight loss. It's inevitable. Yeah. So like I said, having that blind faith in your journey really pays off. So yeah, that's that in a nutshell.
that's really amazing to hear, because sometimes I hear like so many women on this podcast that are listeners that are struggling with body image and also like just their relationship to their bodies and how they evolve when they get older. What is your advice for comparison?
Ooh, I was so glad you were going to ask me something about it, because like comparison, what do they say? Comparison is like the, I don't know, it steals your joy. It's not, I can't remember the quote. Social media is so freaking bad, where like you get on and you like see all these baddies and you see big boobies and you see perfect skin and you see all these things that you may or may not have. And it's just like literally the thief of your joy. It'll rob you. Mm-hmm. I think one of my like tattoos I got in college is right here. It's all about embracing your uniqueness and understanding that there's like not one you like at all. So people who know me know I'm kind of like anti-plastic surgery from the health perspective, 1,000%, but also it's never, in my opinion, it will never give you that confidence that you're looking for because that confidence is an internal thing.
Yes.
You know, it's all inside. So I don't spend too much money on clothes. I do my own hair, but like everything I do is just like my confidence is because I've cultivated it over the years of time of, you know, getting in that mirror, telling myself I love myself every day, not listening to compliments, not letting compliments or shit talking bother me. You know what I mean?
Like
the comparison era sucks so bad. And I have two little sisters and I just like as often as I can pour into them and like tell them that you're unique. Like there's only one you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should not waste that trying to be someone else.
Yes.
Like that's insane.
I really like the piece of just like looking at yourself in the mirror and reminding yourself who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
but also I love just like having like an Instagram decleanse or like a detox.
Yes.
I guess that's the perfect word. And follow people that motivate you. You know? Comparison culture, also like who you surround yourself with.
One thing I like to point out is that like with like even like my close friends like Kyra and my clients all the time, they'll be like, oh my God, like I hate myself, like I hate my gut. Like it'll be something that they don't like about themselves. And I always remind them, like, you wouldn't say that about a stranger. You wouldn't say that about anyone else in this world.
True.
So why are you talking, you know, why are you
to keep
that inside? You know what I mean? Yes. Like it's not fair for yourself. And everything we say gets, you know, manifested in some way, shape, or form in due time. So if you are constantly saying, I hate my gut, like, why would you think it's going to go anywhere?
Yeah.
You know, you have to love where you're at in order to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, or anywhere positive, for sure, for sure.
No, yeah. I remember when I was like in a, because we all go through like the stages of when you're really negative and then you awaken because you were too negative and then you're just like this rainbow, but still sometimes it rains. But
But I
remember when I was just like in a state of just negative and I was just like low vibes and then all of my surroundings were low vibes and then like traumas and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But then there comes to a point where you just like open, like, I don't know, like the veil is lifted or like something like shakes you completely. And then you realize like, okay, Arena, like this is not sustainable in your life. What are the changes are you going to make in order to be who you actually have always been? Like it's always been in you, right?
Yes.
And so I'm curious to know, what was that conversation like for you when you were like, okay, Jade, like this is like who I am and this is what I'm going to do.
Love that. So it was back when I was in Hawaii and just like the nutshell, I gained the 50 pounds. I was a full-time student. I wasn't even working at the time, but I was in a crappy relationship, pretty toxic. And like I said, I had no passion at all. So once I removed, you know, the crappy relationship, once I got back into fitness, so I'm an athlete, been an athlete my entire life. No, actually, even before any of these changes, I just was fed up. Like, that's really my story. I was tired of looking at myself in the mirror. I was tired of feeling fat during sex. Sorry, listeners, just being myself.
Be real.
I was tired of, like, putting those filters on my face and, like, you know, trying to, like, get my cheekbones back and shit. I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is not you. And, like, if you see my wrist, like, I'm really a tiny person. So that 50 pounds felt like 100. And I think there just has to be a moment where you say enough and you hold yourself to it. You know, one thing I do as a trainer, one thing I got down is, you know, consistency and discipline. Cause I just realized, like, it's a long game, you know, if we get the opportunity to play it for long, it's a long fucking game. So I guess just I ultimately had enough, like I was done making excuses. I was done sharing my light with others. It was my time to be selfish in my early 20s. And I just took it all back. You know, I brought it all back home.
I really like your honesty. Like, thank you for sharing that because how are you able to allow yourself to feel vulnerable and to use that as your biggest strength?
Yes, it's definitely, I was hoping you'd say that because it is a strength. And I realize in my community that it's really hard for people to be vulnerable and authentic. For me, I think maybe it's a little bit more of that delusion and maybe slightly arrogant, but like, I know I'm not wrong for feeling how I'm feeling. I know I'm not wrong if, let's say, like I spent all my money and I'm broke or whatever the case is. I don't feel like life is like right or wrong. And I feel like they're just experiences. And by sharing experiences, you get to help or heal people. Yes. So if I went through something and learned a lesson, maybe, just maybe, if I share it with someone and I'm authentically like telling them like, bro, do not date that guy or do not take that supplement, you know, it tweaked me out. Like, I just think there's power in sharing your story. And you don't have to be the big influencer. You don't have to be the president or like, you don't have to be a giant person to share your story. Connect with people, you know?
Yes. Oh my God.
We need more vulnerability.
This episode was like a pep talk. I wish. I mean, I got three. But those questions
were like, I'm a walking pep talk.
Yeah, you're like a pep talk. Honestly, I felt like this was like literally what I needed today. Because sometimes you feel so low, and then you meet someone who's like ray of sunshine, which you are. And I just wanted to say that I see you, and I see like all of your hard work that you do on social media, and you're someone that empowers me. And I just recently met you, and that's just incredible of how powerful you truly are and what you do in this world. And so I just wanted to let you know that before every listener knows where they can find you on social media.
Hell yeah. I also want to say, I see you. Like I told you on our private call, you are 10 years ahead of the game. So stay true to yourself on this journey. Release your fear. You have nothing to be afraid of.
I know.
And know that you are limitless. No, you don't. You don't have any more. They're gone.
Yes. Hey. After this call, I'm going to implement those.
Yes. I'm waving my magic lip gloss wand to remove all of your fears because they don't serve you.
Thank you. That means a lot. It really does, because you're truly empowering me with what you've said throughout this whole entire episode.
I appreciate the call. I had so much fun. If there's ever, you know, part two you need, let me know.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
And tune in too. I can't wait to listen to all your previous podcasts as well. Keep killing this. Thank you. It's yours.
And to all the listeners, where can we find you on social media, and what are your projects?
Yeah. So right now, you guys obviously follow me on Instagram, jade.morning. It's a green lotus flower. If you're in Los Angeles, me and Kyra, we own a brand called Equanimity Athletics. Didn't get to talk about it that much, but you can join us at the Culver City Stairs every Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. It's a free workout. So come tap in. All ages and all levels are welcome. And other than that, I did drop a 30-day grow glutes guide, and I'm working on a live core class. But follow my Instagram. I'm always coming up with different business ideas and retreats and just all the things. So tap in, you know, say hi if you listened. I'm friendly. Yes. And thanks again, Arena, for just an awesome time to connect.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I will definitely, if I'm in Los Angeles, I will be at your classes because that's in my bucket list.
Yeah, literally we'll introduce you to some amazing people. And if you ever need referrals on like amazing women in LA, I got you.